AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Ceremonies have started in Hawaii on the 82nd anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that started World War II for the U.S. There are few survivors left. 103-year-old Ike Schaab from Oregon is at today's ceremony.
I'm just mighty grateful that I'm still here. That's really how it feels. Grateful. Still here and be able to bring those memories to the people who are here and were not there then.
Schaab never spoke much about Pearl Harbor until about a decade ago. He's since been sharing his story with his family, student groups, and history buffs. Republicans in Congress continue the push for money for more border security in exchange for more aid for countries like Ukraine and Israel. In the Senate, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says the top Democrat needs to be in on this.
We're going to have to get the President of the United States involved. He owes it to the American people to fix a broken border. And when I say broken, what do I mean? I mean really broken. In the last 4 days, we've had 40,000 illegal crossings.
A judge in Texas is granting a pregnant woman permission to get an abortion. It's an unprecedented challenge to the state's ban that took effect after Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. It's unclear how quickly or whether Kate Cox will be able to get an abortion. The House voted to censure New York Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman for triggering a fire alarm in one of the Capitol office buildings while the House was in session. Lisa McClain is a Michigan Republican.
Representative Jamal Bowman of New York knowingly pulled a fire alarm to cause chaos and stop the House from doing its business.
Bowman pleaded guilty in October to a misdemeanor for the incident. He apologized and said he was trying to get through a door that was usually open but was closed that day because it was the weekend. This is AP News. The former leader in Britain denies he wanted to let COVID rip through the population.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson rejected suggestions that he wanted the coronavirus to spread throughout the British population. His denial came on the second day of testimony at a public inquiry into the crisis. On the first day of his testimony, Johnson defended his position at the time.
We underestimated the scale and the pace of the challenge.
Johnson's denial came as he was confronted with a series of diary entries by his chief scientific advisor. The diary entries indicated he had argued in favour of letting the virus spread rapidly to increase immunity rather than imposing further restrictions on the people of Britain. His response? He shook his head and said, "No, no, no." Karen Chamas, London.
A deputy U.S. Marshal has been charged in the United Kingdom with entering an aircraft while drunk. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.